Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
Hi, Dave. This is Charles Belay. I just wanted to give you a big shout out for your 25 years on the air. To you and all your listeners, keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Charles. In Tampa, Florida, big-time TV anchor there, by the way.
I would have never guessed it by his voice.
He's a good guy, but yeah, you could certainly tell. It's like it's hard for people like us to hide because they say, how do you sound like in person? Well, this is my voice. This is pretty much how I talk.
Well, it's just like for years, my daughter has always made fun of me every time we go to a drive-thru because she always says, I've noticed every time we go to the drive-thru, you put on your radio voice to order. I'm like, I don't do it on purpose.
Yeah, it's just I'm projecting. Because it's a speaker and a microphone.
She's like, you go there, can I have a number one, please?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Anyway, welcome back into tomorrow. Delighted to have you with us and our continued coverage of IFA in Berlin. And, of course, our 25th year on the air. This would have been our 18th year there in Berlin, except for two things. One is being in the hospital with coronavirus and pneumonia. But that was some minor thing. I wish I could have said it was minor. Oh, my God. Don't want to live through that again. Thank God I lived through that. But and Chris also had the Rona, but thank God wasn't hospitalized and he recovered well.
And we both made sure that we got through that before the IFA coverage started.
Yes.
So that we were here to do the IFA coverage.
Even though I'm frequently out of breath and dizzy and lightheaded.
That's why God made commercial breaks.
Exactly. I catch my breath on commercial breaks, and as you just noticed right there, in between words in a sentence sometimes. But the fact is, that was one of the issues, but we weren't going to let that pandemic stand in the way. However, the European Union wouldn't let us as Americans into Berlin anyway. So it sort of all worked out. Well, if we can't go anyway, might as well go to the hospital. No. That wasn't the plan. But it just sort of happened that way. And fortunately, we still are able to cover IFA, not only with a video team and audio team that we had in Berlin that were Germans, and therefore they didn't have a problem with that. They didn't even need a visa or anything. Not that we ever do. But the point is, we knew we were going to be able to cover IFA, but we're doing it virtually for Miami. So you've come and visit, hopefully, at your earliest convenience and bookmark us intotomorrow.com, not only this week, but the next couple of weeks, and see the videos of interviews, highlight videos, all sorts of cool stuff, video highlights from the keynotes, lots of stuff for you that Chris and his team have been compiling like crazy people. And see it all again at intotomorrow.com. Did I mention, by the way, I'm Dave Graveline?
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 if you'd like to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Qualcomm President Cristiano Amon delivered IFA's opening keynote. In line with many other presenters at this year's event, Amon was there virtually. Like us, he's based here in the U.S., and due to the ongoing travel restrictions that I mentioned earlier, darn European Union, being physically there wasn't an option. But as we've all learned lately, technology practically eliminates that problem. In fact, Amon starts off discussing how things have changed since his address at last year's IFA, and technology has made it possible to continue our daily lives in the face of a pandemic.
When I think about all that has happened since my keynote last year at IFA, one thing is absolutely clear. Connectivity is essential. It is allowing us to work and our children to be educated. It's keeping us in touch with friends and family, and is making it possible for many of you to watch this today. None of this would be possible without years of innovation from companies here at IFA and across the mobile ecosystem. We have been proud to innovate with you. Ever since Qualcomm inventions connected the phone to the internet, the smartphone has enriched our daily lives and transformed the global economy. But that's just the beginning. We have so much more ahead. In recent months, connectivity has proven itself crucial in areas like education and healthcare. With 1.7 billion students studying remotely, and with a billion telehealth visits in the United States alone, the time for powerful, reliable, secure connectivity is right now. This unprecedented situation has been a profound confirmation of the need for continual innovation to drive wireless technologies forward so they can provide the most good to the most people. We must rise to this challenge. We've all had to dramatically change our lives, and as we do so, we're understanding the potential of the incredible technologies we have today. We don't have to talk about a digital future anymore. We're seeing it happening right before us. In just a few months, there's been a huge leap in the way many of us view technology. Everyone now recognizes benefits that would have taken 5 years, even 10 years, under different circumstances. And technologies like 5G, Wi-Fi 6, cloud, and AI are essential because they can help us build a more resilient world and do so while providing a foundation for a new generation of digital transformation that will carry us into the next decade or more. We are fortunate that the mobile industry has built a foundation for this moment. We spent more than a decade developing 5G and other technologies that are available today to fuel your innovation. But innovation isn't just about the connection. It's about rethinking how billions of devices work with and for us. And it's really about driving the future of the internet. This future will feature a new generation of intelligent devices. They're always on and always connected to the cloud and other devices around them. These devices will deliver new capabilities to connect us when we can't be there in person. In the past, dialing into a meeting was enough, but now we expect that call to have video. And in the future, we'll expect virtual presence with augmented reality. This future will also unlock new immersive experiences and services that will leap beyond what we have today and fundamentally change our daily lives. The value of the digital transformation is clear.
And of course, the first topic he covered was 5G. We've heard the term for at least a couple of years, but until recently, it was just an idea or something in the works. But 5G networks have begun popping up in major cities all around the world, with over 80 operators launching 5G networks in nearly 40 countries.
Qualcomm projects 750 million 5G smartphones to ship in 2022. Only 1 year later, 5G connections are forecast to surpass 1 billion, doing so 2 years faster than 4G. And by 2025, 5G connections are expected to reach nearly 3 billion globally and could account for 45% of all mobile data traffic. That's really amazing.
Qualcomm's Cristiano talked about how 5G has not only become the superior connectivity technology, but made possible the convergence of both the physical and the digital worlds. One area in particular that can be reimagined, if you will, with the adoption of 5G is entertainment. Even more particularly, live concerts. Amon announced a partnership with Live Nation, a major player in the live music space.
Qualcomm is super excited to partner with Live Nation. A live concert will push the boundaries of 5G technology.
5G will transform the live music experience to meet the need of the users not only today, but the users of tomorrow.
Ah, 5G will be able to enhance live concerts in some very cool ways. And of course, we have that on our highlight video at intotomorrow.com because augmented reality at live shows.
Yeah, they were showing a demo in their video of, you know, pointing your phone camera up at the stage and like big dragons flying out from the stage while the concert's going on.
Yeah, like some group playing a song maybe about dragons or something like that. And then they had dragons coming out and right to your face. And you were just looking at it on your phone. Of course, obviously, they weren't there. Even a character or something wasn't there. It was there on your phone, though.
Yeah, although I think they were using a dragon because their whole big processor is the Snapdragon.
And
with the phone, your camera, you're snapping the dragon.
We'll go with that. Okay. But it was interactive multi-user experiences, and you could interact with other fans at a concert in real time.
Yeah, because similar like when you're watching a Facebook video and you can do like real-time reactions and comments while the thing's going on, you can do that same thing at a concert with other people that are at the concert.
And how about this? How about at a concert? You're wearing headphones, listening live to the performers on stage, but you can set your own EQ, a personalized mix.
You can set your own EQ. You can set the levels for different. You know, all these concerts have a big audio guy in the back. He does the levels for the drums and the guitar. You can sort of change your own mix to make the music sound different to you than it does even the person next to you.
Really cool. So that you have that personalized mix of audio from the performance on stage live, but you can make those changes, as Chris mentioned. Of you want more drum, you can have more drum. You want more bass, you add more bass. It's really pretty cool. And we want you to stay tuned because he went on to talk about lots of stuff involving 5G networks, and we'll have that for you as Into Tomorrow, virtually from IFA in Berlin, Germany, continues.